Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago, extremely local news time. How you doing, Seamus? What's happening this morning? Let's start in Rogers Park with that cafe. It's now a gift shop, right?
Right. This is good morning, Bob. This is an interesting pandemic pivot that this Charmer's Cafe in Rogers Park is doing, and it just made me think that there's probably lots of spaces like this that could make similar moves just to sort of get through the next couple months or so. Charmer's Cafe, it's at 1500 West Jarvis. It's been there for quite some time in the neighborhood, in that little stretch of stores that is just west of the Jarvis L stop. They call it Jarvis Square now. But Charmer's has, you know, they can't serve, obviously, have people sit down and drink their coffee, eat their pastries, et cetera. But what they have done is they've cleared out all the tables and they've turned it into a full-on sort of a boutique gift shop, something that you may, you know, see on Lincoln Avenue in Lincoln Square. But they said, no, why do you have to go to Ravenswood or Lincoln Square, Andersonville for a place like this? And they feature local artists. They've got prints. They've got calendars. They've got sort of everything you would expect: notebooks, puzzles, toys, crafts. It's all featuring local artists, so they're giving the local artists a boost. And the thing that caught my eye as well is that they've been able to keep all 10 of their staffers on the payroll. They don't have to lay anyone off because of the slowdown in the coffee sales. They're keeping everyone busy this way. So they said this wasn't their dream to go into retail, but it's a decent alternative while they're waiting for some of the restrictions to lift so they can go back to their regular business.
We like that. They're at 1500 West Jarvis. And now for mushroom fans, news from Humboldt Park. What's going on there?
Right. Who would have guessed? But in the middle of a pandemic, they've opened a new West Side mushroom-only shop. It's called Windy City Mushroom in Humboldt Park, 3125 West Chicago Avenue. This is a fascinating story for me because these gentlemen, they started it. They grow everything organically on site. And previously, they'd just been selling to local restaurants and to chefs, but it's been so popular that they've gotten so many requests from just the general public that they have opened a storefront there. And the photos on their website, which we've run some on ours, are just they're spectacular. You can't tell if it's food or art or what, but if you're into mushrooms, there are some beautiful ones there. I remember the time I found some morel mushrooms, extremely rare morel mushrooms that were growing next to my neighbor's garbage can, and he was convinced that I was wrong, and so he gave them over to me, and I fried them up, and everyone was waiting for me to keel over. But listen, guys, this is like $50 worth of morelia I just found in your next to your garbage can. So I don't see those on the list at Guy Foreman's Windy City Mushroom that just opened, but some other really spectacular ones. There's something called the Lion's Mane that they say has the consistency of steak. It's so thick you could eat it like pork or chicken or steak. So, if you're a vegetarian, there's a good option there. But lots of options. A fantastically interesting business that's now opening in the Humboldt Park neighborhood. So check it out.
Yeah, 3125 West Chicago. I used to make sautéed mushrooms sandwiches, but then I got married. And finally, in Uptown, we have some information about the new Double Door location. Is that what is going to happen there?
That's right. This has been a long time in the making. The Double Door, the famous Double Door, closed in Wicker Park in 2017. There was a dispute with the landlord, and really it came down to is just the property in Wicker Park had just gotten so valuable that the owner evicted the Double Door. They've moved in some retail there. So we've been waiting to see where is the Double Door going to pop up again. Obviously, there's not a rush. We can't go to indoor shows anyway now. But there's been long talk that it will open in Uptown as Uptown tries to revive its entertainment district. And so the news from yesterday was the City Plan Commission, they approved part of the overall project to make the financing work. they're trying to build a very large apartment building next to this new location. The city gave the thumbs up to the apartment building, which bodes well for the renovation of the neighboring theater. This is at 1050 West Wilson. Wilson and Kenmore, real close to Broadway. If you're familiar with the area, to orient yourself, this is right next to the Sonic, Chicago's first Sonic restaurant. So it used to be called the Wilson Theater, and it had 1908, used to host vaudeville. It was a bank for a while, and it's been vacant for a long time now. So the Double Door plans to get in there, renovate it, hopefully turn it into the club with the same vibrancy that it had in Wicker Park.
Looking forward to that, yeah. Seamus Toomey, more at blockclubchicago.org. Thanks, Seamus. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bob. You too.